13 hours. This time check is sponsored by Ecobank. Ecobank, a better way to bank.
So I needed to send money to my sister Malawi, and I needed it to get there fast. No delays, no complications. Then I used Ecobank Rapid Transfer. I sent money through the mobile app, and just like that, it was there instantly. No waiting, no stress, just quick, safe, and reliable transfers across Africa.
Send money across 33 African countries in real time with Ecobank Rapid Transfer. Ecobank, a better way to send money across Africa.
Radio Christian Voice News, your global link.
President Hichilema urges ECZ to safeguard credible elections. Political parties taught to prioritize merit over popularity in candidate adoption. And Human Rights Watch accuses M23 and Rwandan forces of killings and rape in Uvira. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. President Hakainde Hichilema has assured the nation of government's commitment to ensuring a calm and stable election environment. Mr. Hichilema says elections should never be turned into violent competitions where people attack one another or use weapons, but must instead be conducted in a lawful and peaceful manner consistent with democratic principles. Speaking during the swearing-in ceremony of Major General Vincent Mukanda, retired as the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ Vice Chairperson, and Zevyanji Sinkala as ECZ Commissioner at State House in Lusaka today, Mr. Hichilema said the country expects elections to be free, fair and peaceful, further stating that law and order are important in creating the right democratic environment. Elections should not become a competition of who injures more people, who sharpens mopangas, and who attacks others, said Mr. Hichilema. The president further urged the commission to work closely with government and other stakeholders to deliver credible elections for the people of Zambia. He noted that the country's recent economic gains, including progress in debt restructuring, would not have been achieved in an environment characterized by violence and instability.
Law and order is the right environment within a democratic dispensation. And so we expect that you, under the leadership of the chair and the management, chief electoral officer, you will work with the government for the people of Zambia to deliver free, fair, credible, peaceful elections.
The Zambia National Marketeers Credit Association, ZANAMAKA, has expressed sadness with the gutting of four shops, including three makeshift restaurants and electronics at New Soweto Market in Lusaka in the early hours of today. ZANAMAKA President Mopila Kamea has described the recent incident as unfortunate and a huge loss for small-scale business owners who struggle to raise capital to establish their businesses. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Kamea has since reminded government to engage non-state actors representing marketeers to monitor activities in markets beyond council authorities' working hours in order to help prevent disasters such as fires. It is very important to work with non-state actors to reduce such calamities in markets, said Mr. Kamea. He added that councils and non-state actors must work together to ensure there is leadership on the ground 24 hours a day to respond to emergencies and safeguard traders' businesses. Meanwhile, Mr. Kamea has also warned against politically motivated activities in markets, urging individuals not to engage in acts that may lead to the destruction of traders' property.
We wish to lament more and more on the, you know, the gutting fires. I mean, the markets across the country. In the case of the New Soweto Market, which just recently gutted again and again, I think this is a very sad situation for our people our traders who are struggling just to raise their capital and, you know, start their business. I mean, it's quite a very huge loss, and I think it's something that we wouldn't like to continue repeating it.
Political activist Rudolf Mwanza has urged political parties to avoid protecting underperforming members of parliament and councillors through automatic readoption ahead of the forthcoming general elections. Mr. Mwanza said political parties should base adoptions on performance, discipline, hard work, and the candidate's connection with grassroots communities in the areas they intend to represent. He said that Zambians have become more enlightened and will vote for candidates with a proven track record of service delivery and community engagement. As the nation gets closer to the general elections, it is important that political parties begin placing more emphasis on merit, hard work, discipline, and commitment to the people in adopting candidates for public office instead of depending mainly on popularity or campaign excitement, said Mr. Mwanza. He cited the case of Kwacha Member of Parliament Charles Mulenga, where some constituents reportedly claimed in the presence of the head of state that they did not know their own lawmaker, saying the incident should serve as a lesson to both political parties and aspiring leaders.
Political parties must also avoid protecting underperforming leaders simply because they are popular or politically connected. Popularity alone cannot replace service delivery, consistency, and genuine engagement with the people. Last year, that should serve as a lesson to both political parties and aspiring leaders.
The Forum for African Women Educationalists of Zambia, FAWEZA, has welcomed Parliament's enactment of amendments to the Education Act of 2011, which now makes education as a legal right from early childhood development and education through primary to secondary school in public institutions. FAWEZA Executive Director Costan Kanchele described the move as a historic and progressive step towards ensuring equitable and inclusive access to education for all children, particularly girls and vulnerable learners. Mr. Kanchele has commended government and parliament for enacting the free education policy into law, saying the decision strengthens the country's commitment to quality, inclusive and equitable education. He said this provides hope to thousands of girls, children from poor households, learners with disabilities, and other vulnerable groups who continue to face barriers in accessing education. He said the legislation of free education policy will help guarantee sustainability, consistency, and accountability of its implementation. Mr. Kanchele further stated that the law is expected to significantly increase enrollment and reduce school dropout rates, particularly among vulnerable learners who often leave school because of financial constraints.
The move demonstrates the government's commitment to transforming the education sector and ensuring that no child is denied an education because of poverty or social barriers. FAWEZA applauds the government and parliament for taking this bold step by enacting the free education policy into law, thereby strengthening the government's commitment to quality, inclusive, and equitable education. This provides hope to thousands of girls, children from poor households.
In African news, the Human Rights Watch said on Thursday that M23 rebels and the Rwandan forces carried out a brutal month-long occupation of Uvira in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, marked by summary executions, rape, and enforced disappearances. In a report released on Thursday, the rights group says the city was occupied from December 10, 2025 to January 17, 2026. The Human Rights Watch said it documented more than 50 summary executions, at least 8 rapes and 12 enforced disappearances, along with gunfire targeting civilians as they tried to flee. The report is based on more than 120 interviews carried out in March and April this year. Coming up shortly, rescuers put dead from rubble of Kiev floods after massive Russian strikes. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and